This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It would be rather difficult to share this next ghost story with just anybody. It has a lot of elements to it that are very extreme, and not in a super scary way, but more so in a way of just, wow, that was an encounter, an in-depth encounter that lasts long periods of time. It wasn't just I saw a shadow in passing or I heard a voice. It's a long, in-depth encounter, one which I can totally understand if you had, you tell somebody, you are almost guaranteed in more cases than not to get some looks. And it's a shame that that's how it is, but I'm happy we have an outlet here for you to be able to tell the encounter that you had, the peaceful encounter that you had with the woman that showed up in your apartment. Take a listen. My experiences started happening around a week ago, and I still think about it constantly. That girl still lingers in my mind, and I just cannot forget her. Before I begin, I'd like to give an early warning. This might sound like a short story from a book, and I know there are people that are going to think that I made this up because that is what it's going to sound like, but I assure you, this was 100% real. This is also going to be a bit long and detailed, so bear with me. I was home alone for a week, starting Sunday the 18th of June up until today. My sister's holidays started, and she and my dad went on a short vacation to visit my grandparents on the coast. I couldn't go with it since, being the first-year student I am at university, required me to constantly be busy with studying and projects, but to be honest, I didn't really want to go to start with, so I really wasn't bothered. Monday started, and I woke up around 6:30 because the university is about an hour's drive from my house. I got dressed for the day, brushed my teeth, and afterwards I just went outside for a bit to play with my dog since I was ready a bit earlier than I normally am. I filled up my dog's bowl with some of the leftover food from the previous night along with his usual dog food and said goodbye to him as he followed me to my car. I got in and he simply stopped moving and just stood outside the door before I could close it. He was staring at the passenger seat, suddenly quiet and completely still. This was completely different from his jumpy and excited behavior just a few seconds ago when I gave him his food. He lifted his ears, his mouth was closed, and he was standing up straight. I waited a few seconds, turned my head to the passenger seat, and saw nothing. I then turned my head back to him and asked him what he was looking at. He turned his head at me, and from what I could gather, it looked like his eyes pleaded to me to not go. I thought he just wanted to come with me, though. I got out and sat on the ground with him, and gave him a hug, but still, he did not move a muscle, and the whole time he did not avert his gaze from the passenger seat. I took his hat in my hands and turned it to me. It was hard, though, since his head was almost just as big as mine, so he could look me in the eyes. I told him I'm sorry that he cannot go with me, and rubbed his back for a few seconds before getting up and back into my car. I rolled down my window, and as I reversed, I greeted him one last time before I departed. As I drove, I forgot about what he did that morning, since my mind tends to run away with thoughts sometimes. You'd be surprised how much stuff I think of over a period of like 5 minutes. I was not extremely far from my house when I just got this feeling that I was not alone. It was not unsettling. It actually felt extremely weird, but not uncomfortable. It's hard to explain. I arrived at my destination, got out, and took my bag out of the back and went towards the doors to the university, and that feeling that I wasn't alone disappeared when I entered. So I shrugged it off as my imagination and made nothing of it, since we all know how tricky our minds can be at times. It was an uneventful day, though, but long nonetheless. Then at about 6 p.m., my last class of the day was over, and by that time, I forgot about the odd feeling I got that morning. But to my surprise, once more, I got it when I climbed in my car. And yet again, I disregarded it as nothing but my overactive imagination. I arrived at my house, and as I drove up the driveway, my dog frantically jumped up and down, barked over and over again, and ran around the car like a psychotic yet excitable dog that he is. But I wouldn't trade him for the world. Now, when I opened the door to climb out, he was waiting for me outside and tried jumping into the car onto my lap, but I got out before he could manage it and rubbed him for a few seconds. Well, I still had a chance because he tends to run up and down and away from me, wanting to play sometimes. And all of a sudden, he just stopped again at my door and stared at the passenger seat. Now, this was where I got a bit alarmed because I recalled that he did exactly that morning just a few minutes before I felt as if I was not alone in the car, and dogs and cats are sensitive to these types of things. So, not really knowing what to do, I just hastily closed the door, got my bag out of the back, and locked the car. Normally, he isn't allowed to come inside since he's not exactly a small breed, but a full-grown 2-year-old pit bull, but I brought him with me nonetheless, because I didn't want anything bad to happen to him, and it also looked like he was going to start raining very soon. This time, simply just moving away from the car did not make that feeling or presence go away. But still, it did not make me feel uncomfortable. Simply weird. I went to fetch Sam's bed outside when I decided he's sleeping in the house tonight. Sam is my dog's name, and he briefly disappeared, exploring the house, I presume. When he was away, the presence became more apparent, and I could feel for sure that I was not alone. But I'd much rather have it pestering me than pestering Sam, so I didn't go search for him. Now, I was curious as to what or who this presence was, because this time I noticed something about it that I did not notice before. It did not feel as if it had bad intentions, but felt more like it was just sad. I really do not know how to explain, but I could sense sadness. I really wanted to get out my Ouija board to attempt speaking to it, but I resisted. The presence stayed strong for a few minutes as I was putting together something for me to eat after bringing in Sam's bed. He revealed himself once again and stopped at the entrance of the kitchen. He entered something that I would call a battle stance and growled violently at something that supposedly stood next to me, giving it something of a death glare, just as he would have if he was growling at a normal person. The presence suddenly turned very faint, and Sam slowly moved his head from looking at me past me and past him and out of the kitchen. He lunged and snapped at something when he was looking in front of him. I've never seen Sam as aggressive as that before, and even scared me for a moment. He stared into the direction of my dad's bedroom door. It was visible from the kitchen on the other side of the living room, still in his battle stance. After about 2 minutes of me just standing there in confusion and helplessness, not knowing what to do, he turned back to me and was in his old cheery self again. Not long thereafter, the rain I saw earlier started pouring down as if it was a waterfall hanging over the earth, accompanied by occasional thunderbolts. As hard as it was for me to concentrate, I went to do the finishing touches on my one project after I ate, since I had to finish it for the next day, When I was done, I went for a shower and then decided to call it a day, even if it was barely even 10 p.m. I did not feel the presence again before I went to bed. I struggled to fall asleep regardless of that because my mind had to process what happened that day. I rolled around in bed with Sam beside me for about 2 hours before finally falling asleep. I woke up to a sound of a thunderbolt and the growling of my beloved dog. The rain was still coming down hard. It took my eyes a few moments to adjust to the dark, and I spotted Sam standing at my door in his battle stance, looking down the hallway. I checked the time, and it was nearly 3 a.m. I got up, and the first thing I did was reach for my pocket knife, since I thought it was a trespasser. I waited a few seconds so I could just wake up a bit at least, then I hesitantly walked to the door and looked down the hallway. And I saw a luminescent light that, from my perspective, looked like it was in the living room. Ever vigilant, I moved down the hallway hoping to discover the source of that light, but at the same time, I just wanted to turn around and just lock my bedroom door, even if I knew that wouldn't help. I heard sobs, and that alarmed me out a lot. I reached the end of the hallway with Sam right in front of me and looked towards the living room. What I saw sent chills down my spine and made my body freeze in complete shock. My knife fell out of my hand, but I didn't dare to look away from her to pick it up. There was, in fact, a trespasser, but not at all the kind I was expecting. Three candles were burning in the living room. Three candles that I'd never seen before in my life. And there she was on the couch, a girl no older than 20, with hair as black as night, skin as pale as snow, and eyes as blue as the sea. She wore these long jeans and a dark jersey that covered her arms and torso completely. She had this exquisite natural beauty to her, a type that I have seen really never in my life. The only skin I could see was that of her hands and that of her face, but she was somewhat transparent and dry as a desert, which was odd because it was coming down very heavy outside. With her teary eyes, she looked back at me and into mine. It felt more than that. It felt as if she was looking through my eyes and directly into my heart, directly into my very soul. Sam started barking violently. Then she went from looking into my eyes to looking at Sam, but the difference was that she looked more terrified than I was when I saw her. Sam charged right at her and lunged through the air, only to find that he passed straight through her. I didn't stop him, though. He snapped at her again and again, while she cried out to me to please make him stop. Had she been flesh and blood, Sam would have shredded her to pieces. I was frozen, but quickly snapped out of it and called for Sam to stop. It took a lot of courage for me to finally move closer and keep calling Sam. I finally got his attention and asked him to stop, and to my relief, he did, and got off the couch to stand next to me. She took her tear-covered hands off her face, and I slowly moved backwards. Then between sobs, she asked me a question. The sadness in her voice is impossible to describe, and I'll never forget her question paired up with the despair on her face. She asked me, "Why are you afraid?" It might not seem like much, but it was to me. Those words made me feel so guilty. I didn't know how to respond. But after a few seconds, I managed to muster up the courage to say something. And I just told her, "I'm sorry." And after a few seconds of her just looking at me, I asked her what her name was. She claimed it was Amelia. So long story short, me and her spoke for hours about some personal things while Sam laid at my feet the whole time, and she revealed that she died in 2004. She didn't want to say how or why, though. She also mentioned the reason why she came to me. At that stage, she even smiled. She later asked me if she could stay for a few days. And me, as caring and stupid as I am, knowing the dangers of saying yes to a spirit that may or may not be malicious, said yes anyway. She revealed herself every night for a period of 4 days and brought nothing other than helping to me. Might I add, I was incredibly happy that she did come to me. I'm going to end the story here because I know it's getting exceptionally long, but one more thing. The reason I knew that this little encounter wasn't a dream, I made sure because of, at first, I also just thought it was a dream. is that the candles never disappeared. Although before Amelia arrived, I've never seen them before. They stayed in the house even when she left. I love the podcast. Thank you so much for giving me an outlet to share my experiences.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.